Hello everyone, you're listening to the Aviation Reporter, your podcast about everything related to airports, airlines and aviation industry. In this episode, in collaboration with EMA Systems, you will listen to an interesting approach with Ziad Jorajiri. He is the CEO of Orion Aldia. We're going to have a great discussion with Jean-Luc Devisha. Let's jump to it.
My name is Ziad. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Orion. My background is in aerospace engineering. I have a master's in aerospace vehicle design. Around 3 years ago, we founded Orion. And since then, it was a really cool ride, seeing the impact of COVID with a lot of downs. And today, we're seeing some ups. And what Orion does is, in simple terms, it sits at the intersection of two great movements nowadays. The first one is technology, and specifically artificial intelligence. And the second one is aviation, or specifically air operations. And in simple terms, we've developed modern, low impact operations and a cost effective approach to building a data driven and automated awareness of the condition of an airfield. Coming back to the topic of FODs, we have chosen to solve the problem of debris on runways because it's a long and historic problem that the industry has been facing. The damage and impact is clear, and the regulations to back this up hasn't moved along the way as fast as every stakeholder would like. It's a complex and risky problem, and this is why Orion is targeting this as a first problem.
Okay, that's a cool introduction, so thank you very much for that. Of course, if we think about FOD, I think that the first thing we think about is what happened with the Concorde. I think it's about 22 years ago. It's known as the biggest FOD when something flew into the engine and it helped to make the airline or the airplane crash. Now, this is 22 years ago. How do you see kind of FOD getting attention at the airport? Do you see it getting more attention? Is it still a subject, or is it more than ever a subject?
Exactly. The Concorde crash is the main topic or main accident that comes to mind when talking about FOD. And specifically, it was 3 days and 22 years ago. One of the interesting facts that I came upon while doing some research about the Concorde crash was the last word recorded by pilot while communicating with the ATC. Jean-Luc, I don't know if you know this, but the ATC was asking the Concorde pilot to try and land, and his last words were, "Too late, no time." I think out of this, we can draw one of the strongest messages and conclusions to the industry today, that at the time it was too late, nothing could be done. And today something could be done. We have a lot of resources. There's a lot of interesting technologies out there. The industry has developed a lot since 20 years, and the topic of FOD should no longer be a force majeure or something that we have to be okay with in airports. It costs $15 billion every year. We do not hear about it a lot because I think, first of all, airports are not able to effectively mitigate this. They're still relying on traditional techniques. So some of these techniques are FOD walks. So we have 30 to 40 personnel. They walk down the 4 kilometer runway. This is like more like an activity that takes 3 to 4 hours to complete, or is more commonly known as a FOD patrol, where you have 2 or 3 personnel, sometimes one in the car, inspecting the runway. And we don't hear about accidents, even though they take place. I think this is probably because of the impact of such news on air travel and on passengers, the impact of the confidence of safety in the aviation industry. And I think a good lens to see this problem is what you and I and other aviation enthusiasts know is the Swiss cheese model, specifically in safety management system, and the dilemma of production and protection in aviation. Today, we have big shortage of personnel after COVID, and it's the responsibility of the personnel on the airfield to make sure that the runway is safe. So there's a liability. And what we've seen the industry doing is not talking about the problems it's facing. And unfortunately, if we stop talking about problems, they don't go away themselves. So we're starting to see, in my opinion, early patterns that I hope that momentum will build around them. Post-COVID specifically, aviation was known to be a laggard industry in adopting technology, but early signs are showing that it is more open to innovation today. And last but not least, I don't want to be in an aircraft that's taking off with a FOD on a runway, or even much simpler, I don't want to be delayed because of a debris that damaged my aircraft's engine, or I don't want to be the operator that's going to pay at least $30,000 to repair or replace a blade in my engines. FOD is still a problem, and it is time to talk about it and solve it.
What you're saying is that, I mean, the solution most airports still use is just mere visual inspection. So the use of their staff to check out the airfield to see that nothing's lying around, which of course has a lot of, let's say, downsides and is also quite limited. If we talk about your solution, how does your solution detect FODs? How is it different than what we would call the normal visual inspection approach?
In building the solution, the first thing we wanted to clear out, Jean-Luc, was what does the operator actually go through when doing this inspection? And trust me, it's one of the most boring tasks that I had to do. I sat in the vehicle and simulated a FOD inspection with airside personnel to see what they actually feel while doing the inspection. And what I felt was boredom. Imagine sitting in a car for 1 hour driving in the middle of the runway center line, looking for something as small as a screw or a bolt. This is something near impossible, and I cannot imagine the responsibility that lies on the shoulder of these men and women that have to do these inspections. While building our product, we saw the conventional ways. We saw what the competition is doing. Being an AI company, we wanted to solve the main problem, which is not FOD. FOD is a consequence. The main problem, in my opinion, is a problem of data. So imagine you have a magic solution that detects 100% accurately all debris on the runways. Is the problem solved? The sources of debris, whatever is causing FODs on the runway, is still there. And you haven't done anything to mitigate this. And if your solution that you adopt does not correctly predict and collect the data for you to eliminate FODs, then you haven't done anything. So that's why we've based our solution on vision, in order to maximize the data that's extracted from an inspection. And by doing that, based on AI, we have no hardware limitation. We're focused on the intelligence. The good way to explain what AI in this case does is the comparison or the assistance between the man and the machine. So today, if you're doing the inspection, you're doing it using your eyes. In our case, we have sensors that do not get tired, do not lose focus, and they have a much wider coverage area. Instead of using your brain, we're using processors. Do not feel boredom, do not lose focus, do not think about any other task that I have to do, and do not have to communicate with other stakeholders inside the airport. And finally, in terms of communication, we're using computers and tablets to record all of this data and make use and make action out of this data. So we're minimizing user intervention, focusing on truly being an assist to operators. This is it mainly. Instead of being just focused on the human performance, right now we have a machine that improves over time, does not get tired, and is easily scalable to any other platform.
Just to clarify, so if you say machine, is it mounted somewhere or how does it work? Because I completely understand the AI, but of course the AI needs to collect data. So does it work with a camera that collects data from the airside? Can you clarify that a bit?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Complexity and the integration inside an airport environment, rather than completely changing what airports do nowadays, we decided to be as little as intrusive as possible. And rather than changing the schedules, the standards, and all of that that are adopted in industry today, we decided to integrate our product on the vehicle that's used today. But instead of relying on the man or the woman inside the vehicle, we have a sensor suit that sits on top of the vehicle. And as you're driving, the sensing unit is continuously collecting data, processing it without the use of any internet or cloud connection instantaneously and giving the result to the operator inside the vehicle to retrieve the debris. By doing this, we have no impact on current standards of operations, SOPs in runways. And whenever we see other platforms that we can easily switch to, we will be doing that, being focused on AI rather than the hardware. So in simple terms, we are platform agnostic. We don't really care about the platform as long as we maintain accurate detections.
That makes good sense. So in principle, you should be able also to reuse other systems already in place at the airport. I'm just thinking of video analytics. I'm thinking even airports are using drones nowadays. Do you see kind of a mixed approach there whereby the drone could be used in one case, video analytics could be used, and you also have, let's say, docking systems that also kind of detect, let's say, FOD when the airplane is parking near the gate? Do you see kind of reusing all these elements for your solution, or how do you see that evolution?
100%. What we care about is analysis of the data and making actionable outcomes out of it. So using CCTV near docking system, this is a source of data that we can use for detections. Using a vehicle as a platform for our system on the runway is a solution. Replacing this with an autonomous solution, be it a UAV, is another interesting approach. So we definitely took this into consideration since day zero in designing the product so that we can easily switch to such platforms when the industry is okay with them. However, some of the problems we will face, as many other industries, is actually trying to make use of the technologies that are implemented. When we talk about technology, there are two main questions we need to ask. Is this technology scalable? Is it really useful in this specific case? So you hear the buzzwords of drones, AI being stuck everywhere when it comes to every problem. So just have a UAV with artificial intelligence to solve this problem. But I think one of the very interesting applications is an airport environment. Being an AI startup, we could really make use of autonomous solutions that will increase frequency of inspections, not just for FOD, Jean-Luc, for any other inspection on the runway itself, for AGL, for all sorts of inspections. This is a completely autonomous solution at the time. However, some of the challenges I believe UAVs are going to be facing, one of them is quite obvious today. It's the legal aspect, the integration of the drone inside the airport. But the second one, which I believe sooner or later the industry is going to be addressing, is the connectivity, or specifically 5G. To make actionable use of drones, it has to be over 5G. And the integration of 5G in airports today is somehow controversial. So before we actually see clarity on the legal and 5G sides of things, I don't think drones are going to be scalable until then.
I think that's a clear answer. I mean, yeah, I mean, you didn't mention it, but the drone still has limitations in terms of batteries. So that's also the problem in terms of the longevity of which you can do the testing. At least that's my thinking. Now, of course, I mean, you are still a very young company, 3 years. The first incident, or the big main incident, dates back from 22 years. FOD has been around for a long time. Do you see it now going into a kind of a breakthrough phase? Do you see more attention are being given by airports on the subject? Is there a kind of a willingness for airports to really get serious when it comes to FOD?
Jean-Luc, I would like to start first by really studying the data since the Concorde crash until today of what airports have adopted in terms of FOD technology. And you would see great limitations. I think there's two main reasons behind that. First one is price tag, and the second one is actual accuracy. These two reasons are directly related to hardware limitations. You can't really make a breakthrough if you're limited by hardware. And we've seen hardware progress compared to software progress. On the software side, things move much faster. This is why I see one of the core reasons we did not see AI solutions 20 years ago is because the technology wasn't ready to solve such a problem at the time. Today, there's great advancement in the technology. On the industry side, I believe COVID has been a wake-up call, with a lot of personnel working in airports being laid off and impacted by the COVID pandemic. The repercussions of such decisions are being witnessed today. So you have a lot of delays, a lot of chaos happening in airports worldwide, and this is because of shortage in personnel. Deep down, my gut feeling is that airports are not going to solve the problem strictly by hiring more people. They're going to be interested in looking in automation in leveraging technology to solve problems faster, more accurately than what a human being can do. There's a set of really cool, interesting case studies happening in the industry today. Like you see baggage tagging systems being adopted in, for example, with Alaska Airlines, other examples elsewhere to really solve the problem of shortage in personnel. And you see early signs as well of airlines, airports, and other stakeholders investing in startups, having startup accelerators and incubators. So this is a sign that fundamentally, airports are now looking at innovation with a bigger eye, with more momentum, with more funding, and with a different approach. I hope this is going to be done right. This is why I believe the breakthrough in not just FOD, innovation and technology in general is going to start picking up pace as we complete our recovery from the pandemic.
Well, that's a very interesting, actually, statement, if I can call it that way, because, yeah, I mean, of course, people, when they think of COVID, they only think about the kind of the negative side effect on the industry. But at the same time, when people are confronted with lesser people being available, they need to think of new digital ways of doing things. And of course, it was already kind of implemented for the passenger flow during the pandemic. But you now see it also happening on a lot of other levels where airports are kind of moving into, let's call it, the digital airport environment, where everything gets interconnected and where there's room for automating things like automating FOD detection. I think that's a very interesting kind of tendency, and very interesting.
Yeah, and I really hope like this picks up in the future, transcends into other aspects of airports, and specifically their approach to startups or innovation on multiple layers. One of them is contracting. The other is offer to support in terms of testing grounds, in terms of feedback, rather than just being reactive to however the industry is moving.
Maybe one final question, because of course you have been in contact with a lot of, let's say, airports. Is there a kind of a tendency where you see kind of the smaller ones or the mid-sized ones moving faster, or defense? I mean, defense is always a very interesting target group as well. Is there one particular target group which you see advancing a bit faster than others, or is it equally spread?
Unfortunately, it's not equally spreading. Change starts in one place and hopefully moves on in other directions and other places. One of the areas we see adoption of technology moving faster than commercial or civil aviation is the defense industry, for many reasons. I believe some of these reasons are the cost of engines, the impact of having the aircraft up in the air to perform a certain mission, the tension in between Europe, Russia, China, all over the world. This is pushing the defense industry to invest more heavily in optimizing their operations. And one of those areas is FOD specifically, given its impact. On a civil aviation side, we do see big stakeholders moving closer to startups, closer to innovation. But I believe that the defense industry is making bigger steps.
That makes sense. Eh? It's sometimes also budget related. And like you said, it's speed, the fact that you can't, let's say, stop operations in the middle of a big operation ongoing somewhere in this world. So I can also understand that they move a bit faster. But well, I mean, let's hope together with you that that more and more airports start adapting FOD, and that at least that risk is taken away, because of course it's still there and it won't go away without airports implementing the right solutions. That's very clear. Zia, thank you very much for your explanation and your elaboration on FOD. I think it was a very interesting subject and you have a very interesting approach. So thank you very much for your time today.
Well, this was a pleasure, Jean-Luc. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, and good luck with the company.
Thank you.
Have a lovely rest of the day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast has been brought to you by EMA Systems. EMA helps airports optimize their ground operations by correlating real-time data through AI, including ACDM. You can visit www.emma.euro to find out more.